the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and this is Idaho Matters. Will the University of Idaho buy the University of Phoenix? That's still the question, more than a year and a half after the deal was first announced. The $685 million deal to buy the for-profit online university got off to a bit of a rocky start with Idaho lawmakers and is still in the middle of a Supreme Court lawsuit. As far as we know, Idaho's Board of Ed and the U of I are still talking to Phoenix, but details are vague, and the November election may play a part in the chance that the sale goes through. Idaho Ed News has been tracking the proposed Phoenix sale since the beginning, and Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, has a new story about whether the Phoenix sale will rise from the ashes. Kevin, welcome back. Sorry about the pun. How are you?
Oh no, it's a good one. It's good to talk about it again, Samantha.
It is, and I don't mean to make light. I mean, this is $685 million, and yeah, it is. So let's go over the deal. Recap. Take us back 18 months ago when the sale was announced, and then bring us up to this July for anybody who hasn't followed along or doesn't know, or it's been a while.
It has been a while. So well, let's take it back to 18 months ago, pretty much 18 months ago, almost to the day here. State Board of Education, the University of Idaho announced that they had been talking to the University of Phoenix about an acquisition. All of those discussions had taken place behind closed doors. The announcement that U of I was interested in acquiring Phoenix really sent shockwaves through the education community, through the business community, and certainly through the political community. Since then, there's no deal. The deal has not come to fruition at this point. As you mentioned, the legislature had a lot of questions about this last session. They wound up killing a bill that was designed to sort of restructure the Phoenix acquisition to address some of the other concerns that had come up during the session. That kind of left the whole transaction in limbo. So let's take us now to the end of June this year. The State Board met again, and they agreed on a structure that allows the University of Idaho to keep talking to the University of Phoenix, to extend the discussions past the original deadline, which had been June 30th of this year. So now U of I, the State Board of Education, Phoenix, Phoenix's owners, the governor's office, all really have until next June to try to come up with a deal. There are some catches along the way. The biggest catch probably is the fact that the University of Phoenix now can talk to other potential buyers. They were willing to continue to talk to U of I, but they also wanted the chance to look at other options. So we don't know what those other options are. We don't know what the nature of any of those conversations are. As you mentioned, University of Phoenix is a for-profit university. They're a private institution. They are very secretive about any conversations that they're having with other buyers. And trust me, I Google University of Phoenix fairly regularly, wanting to see if something leaks out somewhere. There really has not been anything that I've been able to see, and Phoenix did not talk to me on the record for the story that I wrote last week. So we know there are conversations going on. And we know that that deadline now is next June, so there are several months of time to talk about this further. So we don't really know exactly where things stand, except that we know the conversations are continuing.
Well, and as you said, I mean, you'd be Googling, you have been doing a ton of public records requests, you did get back some emails, redacted emails, and you've been able to piece together a little information, but we really don't know much.
Right. I mean, what I got from the emails were pretty sketchy. A lot of them were redacted because it involved the University of Idaho's attorney, their lead counsel on the Phoenix deal. So, you know, a lot was redacted due to attorney-client privilege. So we just know the conversations have been taking place. We don't know really the nature of the conversations or the tenor of the conversations or how serious the talks are at this point. You know, it's still kind of it's a black box, kind of like it was in the beginning, except we know that there's some process going on. We, you know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, we had no idea anything was happening until it was announced.
And we should also quickly recap, there's still a lawsuit from Attorney General Raul Labrador at the Supreme Court, but that hasn't been decided, right?
Right. That is still pending before the Supreme Court. 5 months ago, the Supreme Court met and heard oral arguments in the case. And basically what the Labrador has been arguing all along is that the state board broke state law when they held a series of closed door discussions about the Phoenix purchase. If the Supreme Court goes along with that, that throws another big wrench in this transaction. It basically would require the state board to probably start all over again and you know, again, approve the possibility of a purchase. So that opens up another major complication. I've been surprised that it's taken this long, but I was also told by a spokesman for the Idaho Supreme Court that it's not that uncommon. There are times that it takes the Supreme Court 5 months or more to decide on a case.
We're speaking with Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, about his new story on whether the University of Idaho will buy the University of Phoenix. So we've talked about some of the things we don't know, but you do know that Phoenix has some breaking up fees that they would have to pay if they did find another buyer. They have paid U of I some money. U of I could get more money. How much money are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about $5 million so far. That was part of the deal that was cut back in June. Phoenix agreed to pay U of I the $5 million to cover some of the consulting fees that they've racked up over the past year, some of the due diligence costs that they've racked up, which I've reported about in detail over the past few months. Doesn't cover the whole cost, doesn't come close. U of I has spent at least $14.5 million on consultants, on due diligence. A lot of that went to Scott Green, the president of the University of Idaho. A lot of it went to his former employer, an international law firm. The University of Idaho could get more money. And if the deal goes south, they will get more money from Phoenix. Phoenix has agreed that they would pay $10 million total if they sell to somebody else, or $20 million if they sell to another party. Yeah, anyway, I'm confusing my numbers a little bit, working off of memory. But the point is, U of I could get more money, could get up to $20 million from the University of Phoenix if a deal doesn't come into place. So they may be kept whole or, well, pretty close to whole as it goes, as regards the money they've spent so far on consulting and due diligence.
Right. Well, as you reported, $14 million at least so far, and that could
and
be
more. That's as of this summer. I haven't gone back and looked at any invoices since June or July.
Gotcha. Okay, so November elections, Donald Trump got reelected president. Is that going to have an effect on this in any way that we can think of?
It could, but it might not. Definitely, President-elect Trump is much more friendly to the idea of for-profit higher education than the Biden administration had been. Certainly friendlier than a Kamala Harris administration probably would have been towards for-profit universities, which, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, the for-profit schools like Phoenix have a pretty spotty, pretty checkered reputation. So in one sense, the climate may be more favorable for for-profit universities to continue. It may not make that much difference in terms of where Phoenix stands because its owners, a private equity firm, really want to move the university. They really want to sell this asset. And they're under some time constraints and under some, you know, they're under some pressure to get this asset sold. So it really doesn't matter that much in terms of, is Phoenix on the block? It is. It's very clearly up for sale.
Okay, we've got 3 minutes left. What about the election, November election, and lawmakers in the legislature? We'll have some new faces in the legislature in January. Will that have any kind of effect on the potential sale?
I think that may have more of an effect than the presidential race, actually, because the next legislature is going to be more conservative. U of I, Scott Green, lost some pretty powerful allies along the way this election year. Chuck Winder, the Senate President Pro Tem, who was probably about the most prominent supporter of the Phoenix purchase, he lost in the May primary, so he's gone. House Education Committee Chair Julie Yamamoto, she's gone. Other lawmakers, and Scott Green did not do himself any favors this past election year. He gave money to 11 legislative candidates in the Republican primary. Very unusual to see a university president weigh in like that in elections. He gave money to 11 candidates, seven of them lost. So there's that. And I think it left a bad taste in the mouths of a lot of lawmakers who are just not used to seeing a university president do something like that. So I think come January, I suspect the U of I is going to face a lot of the same structural questions about the Phoenix deal. And I think there's going to be a personal undercurrent to it as well. So politically, I think this proposal has a lot of faces a lot of obstacles.
Well, a lot of obstacles. We still got to see if the sale goes through between the two universities. Still have the Supreme Court lawsuit, and then the legislature is the wild card. Yes?
You know, the legislature is definitely the wild card because they have to come up, U of I and Phoenix would have to come up with some sort of governing structure that the legislature is comfortable with. That didn't happen last legislative session. We'll wait and see if they come up with some sort of an approach, some sort of a framework that takes care of some of the lawmakers' concerns about the structure of the deal. And then we'll deal with the politics of it along the way as well.
Right. And you're going to keep reporting on it, I am sure.
We will be back in January when the session begins and this conversation goes a lot more public at that point, for sure. But we're going to keep an eye on it between now and then as well.
We've been speaking with Kevin Richards, senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, about his new story on whether the University of Phoenix sale to the U of I will go through. We're going to put a link to his story on our website so you can find the whole thing, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Kevin, thank you for the update.
Thanks, Samantha.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.